Country Pop FM.
And it is Bob Almanac time here today, Bob FM. Neil, you ready?
I am set.
Very good. And again, like I said, a couple of Bob Almanac salutes. Was playing guitar, you knew it was kind of like Willie Nelson. When Willie Nelson plays guitar, you know it's Willie. And when Eddie Van Halen played guitar, you knew it was him. And
for sure.
Him on the keyboard here, of course, Jump used the keyboard even more, some more than the guitar. But he can play the guitar, he can play the keyboard, and do it all. Sing a little backup with his buddy David Lee Roth and or Sammy Hagar. Eddie Van Halen, he's only 65.
Young man.
Died of cancer yesterday. Long battle. Married to Valerie Bertinelli. His son Wolfgang had been with the crew.
Yep.
His brother Alex there on the cymbals. So Eddie Van Halen, 65, passed away yesterday. Your thoughts on Eddie Van Halen? He was a guitar god, 70s and into the 80s. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, one of the best. And, you know, Van Halen in the late 70s there, they were responsible for, you know, metal being so popular.
They wailed,
what they did,
really.
They were awesome.
So he was dead and dead yesterday at 65. And then later in the day, news came out about...
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Johnny Nash kind of brought the reggae sound to the pop charts. He had a few hits. This was his biggest hit. I Can See Clearly Now, a number one song from 1972, Johnny Nash, dead at the age of 80. He'd been sick for a while, and they say that he passed away from natural causes yesterday.
Yep.
Age of 80. Today is Wednesday, October 7th, 281st day of the year, 85 left to go if you count today. If you don't count today, 84 full days left to go. 1714, the Dutch start to riot. In the Netherlands, they pretty much said, don't tax our beer. You can tax anything else. You can tax our socks. You can tax our beards, our facial hair, our ear hair. You can tax anything you want. Just don't tax our beer. People rioted on this date in Alkmaar, Netherlands.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. 1916, this was the date of the largest, most lopsided game in the history of college football. Maybe any level of football. I don't know if anybody's ever defeated anybody before. 222-0.
Ouch. When do you call off the dogs?
What's that? 30 touchdowns? It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And they made every single extra point, which was amazing.
Yeah, that is.
So, and you know who coached Georgia Tech? Georgia Tech defeated Cumberland. The coach of Georgia Tech was John Heisman.
Oh,
Heisman
wow.
Trophy. He was known as a coach that liked to run up the score, apparently.
Evidently.
No mercy, apparently, or no unwritten rules. He just said, what did Cumberland University ever do to the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech and John Heisman to deserve a 222-0 beatdown?
That is a terrible, terrible beatdown.
1916. Then 1919, we talked some airlines earlier with Hurricane Delta and Tropical Storm TWA. I think it was Northwest Orient Airlines. 1919, KLM was established, Royal Dutch Airlines. It's the oldest existing airline, Neil. You might guess some of the other airlines, American, United, whatever else is still out there with all the mergers that have happened. But Royal Dutch Airlines, KLM, you're familiar with them. They're part of the Sky Team. They're part of the Sky Team, Neil.
Yep.
1919, and they were partnered with Northwest there for many years and kind of continued it with the Sky Team with our friends at Delta. 1959, we saw the far side of the moon. Some people call that the dark side of the moon, Neil.
Pink Floyd did.
Right. It's really not the dark side because the sun hits that side quite a bit. There's a lot of times that the moon is between us and the sun and gets some sun on that side. But it's the scientifically far side of the moon. It was seen for the first time. Those darn Russians were the first ones. They wanted to see what was over there. Luna 3. Took some photos from the far side of the moon. You know what they saw?
Dark.
Much of the same. Well, no, the sun was shining on that side. They wouldn't have any pictures.
Probably looked similar to what we see.
Luna 3 did not have a flash, Neil. They didn't have flash photography up on Luna. They had to wait till the sun was shining on that side. and they took it. And it was very, very similar to the other side. Really wasn't all that surprising. I don't know. They thought they would maybe find some civilization. What else could you find on either side of the moon? Maybe the bizarro world. Up is down. Good is bad.
Could be.
Possible. So that was in 59, 1968.
G means suggested for general audiences, all ages. M, suggested for mature audiences, parental discretion advised. R, restricted, persons under 16 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or adult guardian. X, persons under 18 will not be admitted.
So that was this date. The rating system came out for the Motion Pictures, Motion Picture Association rating system. G, M, R, and X.
I remember mature.
M was replaced by PG.
Yes.
And then they added PG-13 and then NR-17, right?
Yes.
So they added a few, but 1968, before that, it was willy-nilly. It was like the Old West. You could go to any. A 10-year-old could go to one.
Right.
You weren't supposed to go to.
It was not a 10-year-old friendly.
So that was 68, 83.
They're each one of a kind. They're Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh,
you can give them all your love.
Cabbage Patch Kids are each sold separately. Each doll comes with a pretend birth certificate and adoption papers from Coleco.
Coleco gave us the Cabbage Patch Kids. They were invented on this date, 1983. And Neil, you were right. You were on the ground floor. You were on the front lines.
I saw it. I was
battling
running.
Mothers and fathers.
Yes,
who were pummeling each other, wrestling each other in fights.
I was running the
dolls.
Toy department at the Burnsville Target in 1983. And needless to say, as you know, we'd get 48 Cabbage Patch dolls in, people would be lined up at the door waiting to get in when we opened the doors, and they'd be gone in 30 seconds.
I mean, if you go to that Burnsville Target now, there are plaques to commemorate the fallen.
Right.
From those battles, right?
Pretty much.
Statues and
people
plaques.
It got heated.
And memorials.
It got heated.
So that was this date in 83. 1995, the Pope was in New York.
Pope John Paul II, we love you.
Pope John II, we love you. Say it with me now. John Paul II,
we love you.
Everybody. John Paul II. 130,000. Doesn't sound like all 130,000 chanting there. Took a while for it to get to the back of the crowd.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is the Doppler effect. You see it before you hear it, so it takes longer for sound waves to travel.
Sure.
So Pope John Paul II, 1995, 2001, here's George W. Bush.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan.
We are about to put a boot up their what, as Toby Keith would say?
Yeah.
Put up their yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to throw a boot up their yeah. Because it's the American way.
It is.
Angry American.
Yeah.
Statue of Liberty shaking her.
Yeah.
He says fists, right?
Yes.
In that, yeah.
Yes.
So George W. Bush announces to the American people that the U.S., Britain, other allies starting their strikes in Afghanistan. Of course, this was to go after Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, following September 11th. So less than a month after 9/11, we were going in there. And we're in there for a little bit.
Yeah, we were.
2003 on this day. News.
Roll this around on your tongue. Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger.
50% believe that he has a favorable approval rating, a defeat completely for Gray Davis, but certainly Mr. Schwarzenegger is, as of now, the projected winner.
Arnold Schwarzenegger wins the governorship. It was a special runoff, recall election, Gray Davis. How bad of a job are you doing that they don't even wait for the next election? They do a special recall election midterm to get you out of office, and then you are replaced by the guy who was the Terminator and in Twins.
Pretty much new to politics at that point.
Yeah, why not? 2003. And then Randy Quaid. Let's remember him here today.
I don't know why they call this stuff Hamburger Helper. It does just fine by itself, huh? I like it better than Tuna Helper myself. Don't you, Clark?
You're the gourmet around here, Ed.
You know, they forgot to mention Chicken Helper.
Yes.
They had that along with Tuna Helper.
Yeah, I don't think you can get that anymore.
Helping her make a great meal, as they used to say. Randy Quaid received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Cousin Eddie, long overdue.
Yep.
Don't you think? Birthdays today. Desmond Tutu, the South African bishop, Nobel Prize winner, helped to end apartheid in South Africa. He and Nelson Mandela. Desmond Tutu is he still with us, Neil? 89.
Yeah, it's a good run.
Oliver North is on our list today.
I don't think it was wrong. I think it was a neat idea.
So he thought that the Iran-Contra plan was a neat idea.
Well, everybody has their own opinion,
in theory, maybe.
Right.
No, 77 for Ollie North here today. We didn't know who he was until the Iran-Contra thing took place.
Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby?
He was originally Johnny Cougar. As you know, Neil, John Cougar Mellencamp.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think he prefers just John Mellencamp.
Yep.
Or maybe it's down to Jay Mellencamp. He was the American Fool. I wore that album out. That was a good album. Jack and Diane.
He's backed off from his five packs a day.
He's not, well, he's had a few heart attacks, right? He's had some issues.
That's 100 cigarettes a day. That's a lot.
1960, you smoke that much, you're going to be able to see the smoke from, like, the weather satellite, right?
I think so.
69 for John Mellencamp. Vladimir Putin, he's the president of Russia. He still is, and basically, when it comes to Russia, if you want, you can be the president as long as you want.
Right.
I think it's kind of what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
So, he is 68 today. Borrowed Peter Frampton's talk box for this. On the drums for Bon Jovi is Tico Torres. 67. Boy, did they have some hair.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have it anymore because it's really not in style or that they've just lost
older.
It.
Yeah.
So Tico Torres is 67. Somebody has always said that you know what the Almanac needs? It needs more of. You know what the Almanac needs more of? Cello.
Cello. I would not have come up with that.
That's Yo-Yo Ma.
Oh, very nice.
65 today. The only, if you were to ask me, name a cellist, that's the only one I know.
Yeah.
So Yo-Yo Ma is 65. So not only do we need more Yo-Yo Ma and more cello, they always tell me also we need more Kramer.
Yo-Yo Ma. What? Yo-Yo Ma? What about...
I think that's probably why I know Yo-Yo Ma, too, is because of that episode where Kramer gets kicked in the head by Crazy Joe Davola. So Yo-Yo Ma, 65, it is not Kramer's birthday. That's what we call a Bob Almanac bonus, or a Bob Almanac extra. Simon Cowell.
It says here you work as a wedding singer.
I was.
How many ended in divorce? If I were you, I'd phone up the War Department, volunteer your services, because you've just invented a new form of torture.
I'll give you a tip for future auditions. Don't. I don't mean to be unkind, but you have one of the worst singing voices possibly in Miami.
Tell us how you really feel, Simon.
Pull no punches.
Boy, their dreams just crashed to the ground.
He was not there to make friends.
He was not. Yeah. He had to sort out and find the best singers.
Right.
And he wasn't going to waste time for people and with people and dealing with people that weren't and shouldn't have been there.
Mm-mm.
Simon Cowell, 61. Didn't he get into some kind of an accident? It was a bicycle accident or something. He got hurt.
Yes.
And somebody had to replace him on X Factor or one of those shows, America's Got Talent or something. Simon Cowell is 61. You hear this guy's songs here, especially this one.
Oh, I when I drank, and I drank a lot. Don't believe me.
That's Dale Watson. He's keeping Texas swing alive these days.
Oh, I lie.
And they've got had a stand-up bass, not a cello, but the stand-up bass on Austin City Limits. Dale Watson. How old do you think Dale Watson is? I thought he was older than this with that kind of that gray hair that he's got.
Yeah, I would have thought he was well into his 60s.
But he is only 58. 58 for Dale Watson. Tony Braxton. He kind of has the pompadour hair. Is that what you would call that? Neil, you're an expert on hairdos.
Well,
you knew the beehive and the pompadour. And, of course, you sported the mohawk there during the A-team time.
Yeah,
that was
like
good.
That.
So Toni Braxton, she did some reality TV along with some hits. She's 53. And speaking of American Idol.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running.
That's Taylor Hicks. Yeah, he was the winner of the fifth season of American Idol.
Is he the oldest winner?
Well, no, he just looked like he was the oldest winner because he already had some salt and pepper hair.
Yeah, that's right.
At like 27 or however old he was. He wasn't very old. And he's doing the Michael McDonald look. And he kind of sounded like Michael McDonald. Yeah. You know, blue-eyed soul. They thought he might be the next Michael McDonald. He's still doing some stuff, but he never really had a huge, huge career like some of them. But still, he's 44 today.
All
Taylor
right.
Hicks.
Gone but not forgotten. He was prominently featured in the early part of the Ken Burns country music special. He's a Hall of Famer. Uncle Dave Makin.
Was he like the first fiddler and banjo player? Is a banjo player, wasn't he? Like at the Grand Ole Opry.
At the Grand Ole Opry, yeah. And did some singing, of course. Yeah, he was very early, one of the big early stars on the Grand Ole Opry. Uncle Dave Makin, born on this day, 1870. And Baseball Hall of Famer Chuck Klein, I mention him because if he was playing now, we were talking off the air. You made a good point. He had like Mike Trout-like numbers in 1930. He was the man. He'd be making $40 million a year with the kind of numbers he put up. Hall of Famer Chuck Klein, most of his career with Philadelphia, 1904. He was Roy Rogers' sidekick, Cookie, in 10 or so movies of Roy Rogers. That's where I was first introduced to Andy Devine. Then he joined the Wild Bill Hickok as Jingles.
The greatest name in cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok.
Hey! Wild Bill, wait for me!
And Andy Devine as his pal Jingles.
And as his pal, you know, a very, very distinguished voice.
Was he really that wild? Wild Bill Hickok?
I think he was.
I thought he was really kind of subdued.
Yeah.
Compared to other wild people.
You could be right there, but Andy Devine was in lots. He was the sheriff, the clumsy sheriff, and the man who shot Liberty Valance, of course. Wanted nothing to do with Liberty Valance.
Was he any more clumsier than Roscoe P. Coltrane?
Similar.
Okay.
Andy Devine, born on this day, 1905. What about Al Martino?
Blue Spanish eyes.
Very smooth.
Teardrops are falling from your Spanish eyes.
You want the Italian sound? You get the Italian sound here on the Bob Almanac.
Please don't cry.
He was in Godfather, too.
Yes, he was. He was Johnny Fontaine in the movie The Godfather. Singer and actor Al Martino right there, born on this day, 1927. You remember the Climax Blues Band?
Oh, yeah.
This
oh,
is
yeah.
Colin Cooper.
Really got a hold. I started searching for a better way.
Big 70s hit.
And I kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night.
Colin Cooper is that man.
That was me on the cowbell.
And that was you on the cowbell. Nicely done. Born on this day, 1939.
That's a great 70s rock song.
Yeah. And he must be recently gone because they do list his age here as well, what they normally don't do. He is gone, and they're all gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten.
But not forgotten. But you know what isn't gone, and who isn't gone? Neil Freeman.
No, I'm here.
Neil Freeman's not gone. He's not going anywhere because he has a Bobathon multiple songs, one after another, just strung along, kind of like your bogeys or right. double bogeys.
Yeah,
they come in groups.
You get on the double bogey train, and I cannot seem to get off.
So it's a long stretch of music. It also starts our No Repeat Workday mm-hmm. here on Bob FM. And, of course, it's all about how you start. It's not how you finish when it comes to the Bobathon. So this is a very important decision. Exile, Give Me One More Chance.
Sure.
John Conley, I'm Only In It For The Love. Or Dolly Parton, Will She or Won't She Appear in Playboy? That's the question. People are talking about it from coast to coast.
Big question.
Border to border.
For her 75th birthday.
How would you like to go with Jolene?
Ooh. I think we should go Jolene.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.